Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the fourth shir on this Rambam, Hilchos Ma'amrim, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud, on the topic of honoring senile parents, that the Rambam says that if his parent went crazy, so mishtadel linog imam kafi daitam, and if he can't handle it, then, because they're so crazy, he should leave and tell somebody else to take his place. The Ravid says, the Ravid argues the Rambam. He says, if he leaves, who is he going to command to watch them? Ad kan, divrei ha-Rambam ha-Ravid, and we established some very important yesodos in the previous shiurim, based on the Sefer Yad Melech, and the Rambam, one of my favorite, one of the deepest, most lundish sefarim in the history of the world. And now we're in the Sefer. If you have it, this is from Oz Dalet. We're basing ourselves upon the. Now we're going to come to some sort of a bottom line in the Rambam. The Rambam earlier on in Perek Vav Halacha Gimel says that included in the chiv of kibud avim is machnis and motzi, bringing them in, taking them out. And the Rambam adds umishamshan b'sha'ar dvarim shehashamoshim mishamshim heimis harav. And he gives to serve his parents and with other things that servants serve the Rebbe. Look there, the Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Mem only writes Machnis and Motzi. What about the Mishamshim Bishar Dvarim Shemishamshim Sarav? Why does he omit that? A surprise. The Rama adds it. The Rama says the Yishamshenu Bishar Dvarim Shemishamish Mishamish Rama. But the Shulchan Aruch significantly omits the rest. The Chai Adam writes Ke'eved Hamishamish L'Rav, like a servant who serves his master. Azoi. So children have to serve their parents. I should tell this to my kids. V'chein, we also have to understand what is this whole inyan of umishamesh. What does this add? If the father needs it, it's pashut the kids have to do it. That's the obligation of kibbutzim, to fulfill the father's needs. So what was added in this chiyuv of being mishamesh the father, like you're mishamesh the Rebbe, the Eved, the shamesh of the Rebbe's mishamesh the Rebbe. What was added? What's new here? In addition to just the chiyuv to fulfill the father's needs. In the Bir HaGra and Sif Katan Tes, he is mitzayin the Gemara Nidarim, Lamed Ches Amid Beis, and there in the Sugyat Mavur, that the inyan of Shimush is to fill him barrels of wine and light candles for him if he needs it. Ayin Sham. In the Tosefta, in the first Perek Kedushan Alech Ches, he says that the mitzvah of the son to the father is to give him to eat, to give him to drink, to clothe him, cover him, motzi machnis, umarchis etzpanov yada v'raglim, to wash his face, hands, and feet. I really have to tell this to my kids. And the Rambam doesn't bring this din of washing the hands, the face, and the feet. Why not? The Gra also only mentions the Gemara Nedarim, which doesn't have on their list umarchis etzpanov yada v'raglim. In the Yerushalmi it says that a son is chayv to his father five things: machil, mashke, malbish, manil, manik, eat, drink, give him to eat, to drink, clothe him, give him shoes, and manhig. What is manhig? And if it means other types of kibbutz, then it's not five things anymore. Yerushalmi says we have a list of five. This isn't five. Manig is many other things. So from this it would be clear that the yesod of chiyuv kavod of machnis and motzi is not fulfilling the needs of the father. The father can do it on his own. He can bring himself out, take himself in. He's a big boy, the father. You can only be a father if you're a big boy. But what is this whole union of machnis and motzi? That the son is always available. The son is there to fulfill his father's needs. He's there to serve his father. Be'amerika omrim, at your service. That's the covet of the father. And because of this inyan, the melech emerges that even what the father can do on his own, the son does for the father, because the mitzias of the son is to be omed l'sheiros of the father. And that's the manhig that the Yerushalmi writes. That's a hanhoga klolis. Lamod l'rishus, the father, for anything that's necessary. Machnis, motzi. That's the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, who said Machnis and Motzi is the Yisod. Always be there for the father's needs. And that's the Hanhaga, that's the Manhig of the Yerushalmi. Always there to do whatever the father wants. Always there to serve your father. Not what he absolutely needs, but just there to serve. So now we understand the Yerushalmi. Hanhaga is always there for whatever the father asks for. We understand the Rambam. We understand the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, Machnis and Motzi, just to be there for your parent. And the Rambam added, after Machnis and Motzi, he said to be Mishamish, like a Shamish and Mishamish the Rebbe. So he's explaining the Machnis and the Motzi. What's the Machnis and Motzi? You're always there to serve, and that's why the Chayodim says. That's like an Eved. That's the Mahus of the child. The essence of the child is that he's there to serve the parent. And that's already written in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Machnis Motzi. And when the Tosefta said Marchitz Panav Yad V'Ragla, it wasn't Dafka Marchitz Panav Yad V'Ragla. It's just giving an example of some way to serve the parent. Shelut, service that one gives the parent. And that's why the Yerushalmi says number 5 on the list is Manhig. Because that's a separate inyan. That you're just there besides Machil, Mashke, Malbish, and Manil. So Manhig, that you're there to serve. So according to this, we can discuss the din of Yenichem v'Yelech Lo that the Rambam says. He should let them be and leave them. So we learned in a previous shiur that when he's not in their place, he's patur for the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. Why? Because it's lo b'fanav. And then we can't force him to go back because they're making irrational requests. It's impossible for him. It's too much. So this is considered that he's not chayv in the mitzvah anymore. But how's he allowed to leave in the first place? He has to be there, Machnis and Motzi. He has to be there at their service. So how's he allowed to leave? So the etzem halicha is negative mitzias of being there at his service. What's the heter to leave? And that's what the Rambam says. Sheitzav el acherim lanhigim koray lehem. So we ask, what is it going to help to tell other people to take his place? What idiot is going to take his place? He can't do it himself. He can't serve his parents himself. Who's going to sit there and be driven crazy by them? Nobody's going to agree. It can't be that he has to pay them. The Rambam doesn't say anything about paying them. The answer is, we're not talking about when he's in the other place. We're talking about when he gets the other place. He's in New York. His mother's driving him bizancos. So he said, I gotta move into Miami Beach. Can't take this anymore. He's allowed to go to Miami Beach. And the Gemara was better. He went to Eretz Yisrael. So he's got, but who's going to watch it? On his trip to Miami, who's going to watch the parent? Because that's the Etzem HaLicha. Who is Matir the Etzem HaLicha? There the Rambam says, get somebody to take your place. For 2.5 hours, you can get somebody to take your place. And then Mimela, once he's in Miami Beach, he's potter. He's not there anymore. So the Ikar HaDin is not to command somebody else. The Ikar HaDin is that he's not here anymore. And that's the head there. If he's not here, he doesn't have to honor his parents. They're senile. But how is he? What was Matir the leaving? That's a zayt gezach. That's a side thing. How's he going to get out of there? It's also for him to leave. It's in front of him. The answer is b'shas halicha, when he's on his way. So then he appoints somebody else. That's Matir the etzem halicha. So the ikar din is not being there. That patters him from the kibud avim. But to get out of there, he has to appoint somebody else. To allow him to leave. And this apparently also the Ravid holds to this. Because the Bach says, as we learned in the first year, that the reason Rabbi Asi left his mother in the Gemara is because he didn't want to be over on her tzivui. Then we have a kasha. So she asked him, for one thing, he's going to be over in the sea, but what about all things that he can do? How's it going to help? He's going to be vatal everything because he can't do a few pratim of what she asks for? The Prisha and the Taz explain that the Iker Kasha is they hold he's allowed to, the rabbi holds he's allowed to leave, but he's bothered. Who's he going to command to watch them in the meantime? That's just to me on the Rambam. Okay, but the question is, how's he allowed to leave? How's he allowed to leave? Just because he can't properly be mekayim in the midst of kibud avim, he can't do everything. He's going to be mevatel the whole thing. Look in the Rashash in Kedushin Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, he understands the Ravid that the Maskana Rav Asi was Chozer, and he said he shouldn't have left. That wasn't his Havamina. So we have to say, even Bedas HaRavid, the Ravid agrees with the Rambam that when he leaves, he's Pater from the Mitzvah if he can't return. Like we said, he can't return. It's too hard for him. So once he's gone, he's gone. He's putter from the mitzvah. And this is not called that he's able to return. It's not that he's being mevatel the mitzvah. He's not chayv in the mitzvah anymore. It's a little bit fun of. She's making irrational requests, or like in the Gemara, somebody who's as beautiful as you. So he's not chayv anymore in any kibud avim, and therefore he's not going to be mevatel anything, even her tzivui. The only thing is that the Rambam was mechadesh that he has to be mamid a shomer in order that he should be able to leave, and that's what the Ravid argues with, because the Ravid understands the Rambam said the only way you have a heter to leave is if you get somebody to take your place, and the Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid says who? He's not only putter if lemi yitzav the shomer. He's not only putter if he can get somebody to take his place. Even if he can't get somebody to take his place, he can still leave. But the Ravid is agreeing that he can leave. Ravid says, "Ein zu ara nechon el yelech v'yaniach imu yelech v'yaniach lo lemi yitzav l'shamra." If he goes, who's he going to command to guard them? Take care of them. Meaning that one could understand in the Ravid that he should stay around. No. The Ravid agrees with the Rambam that he's allowed to leave. It's a Gemara. It's a Ravasi in Kedushin. Notwithstanding the Chiddush of the Rashash, that was only a Havamin. But I have to understand the Havamina. But many hold that it's a maskana. You're allowed to leave. You're allowed to leave. And the Ravid agrees that you're allowed to leave. The only thing is, he understood that the Rambam was saying the only way you're allowed to leave is if you command somebody to watch them in the meantime, while you're leaving. And the Ravid doesn't agree with that. The Heter isn't telling him that. However, even the Rambam holds it's only a davar study, just to be matir the halicha. But the Yisod Adin L'Kulei Alma B'Chai Gavanei is Pater from the Mitzvah. Look in the Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish. When he's not there, he's Pater from the Mitzvah. The Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Yud Beis writes this Inyan of Nishtatu B'Yoser. And he says there that he can leave them V'Yitzah B'Cher Malem L'Nihigim Koroyim Yeshlo. So if there's somebody to take his place, he should get somebody to take his place. But it's Mashma that if there isn't, he can still go. So the Rambam says there has to be somebody in their place. And the from the Chinuch, it's mashma not. So the answer is that the Rambam only holds that you need somebody in your place for the Etzem Haziva. But once you're gone, you're gone. The Rambam holds you just need somebody in your place for the Etzem Haziva. And once you're gone, you're gone. And Pshat in the Chinuch, we can say, is that he holds like the Ravid. That there's no Isser mitzad halicha atzma. And therefore he says that if you can't find, you can't find. But you're still missing something. If you can, then it's better to have somebody else do it. So, now like the Rambam, that it's likuva, but the Ravid says that, but the Chinuch says, and the Ravid would agree, that it's still better. It's still better that if other people could do your shlichus, that you have them do it for you. So even though he's patur from the etzem mitzvah, but it's still better, b'shas halicha, and even when he's gone afterwards and he's not there anymore, if he can find, he can find. That's the ideal. But if he can't, then when he's not here, he's patur. And that Lekula Kulei Alma agrees to that. So there's still some ways to go in this Rambam, and we should be zelchem et Hashem lo modi l'lamed lishma v'lasas. Well, the kaim is called Dibrei Salma Teresa Bihava. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.